held my hand, they walked me through the paperwork, and this early intervention is very vital to the already delayed development of children that are at risk. These budget cuts that are being proposed to the developmentally disabled could close the very agencies that provide the thread that hold our families together. Budget-wise, that provide these vital community services, substantial savings to the state. It would be an absolute travesty that we have gone so far in this state to lose what we have gained by these budget cuts. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Don. Linda Prendack. Linda Trimbeck, did we lose Fairbanks?
Fairby?
Linda?
Hello.
Hi. You're loud and clear.
Okay. Hi. I'm a divorced mother of three boys, and my oldest boy was born with Down syndrome. And at 5 months old, he was diagnosed with a seizure disorder, which is uncontrolled seizures. For the first few years of Tyler's life, he had up to 200 drop seizures a day. To watch a drop seizure occur is quite an experience. When it happens, it looks like if an invisible person comes from behind and pushes so hard that he drops to the floor instantaneously. At times, these 1 to 3 second seizures create life-threatening situations and many trips to the hospital. I'm here to say that children like Tyler, the most vulnerable people of our community, could be without support because of the upcoming budget cuts. This is unacceptable. We are your community, your neighbor, and your family. I have worked very hard take care of my family. I work full-time and am insured through my employer. My insurance covers the bulk of Tyler's medical bills. People in my situation are not looking for a free ride, but we need support to keep up with our children's basic needs. I can honestly say that without the support I receive now, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing. I would be left with no options except to stay at home and take care of my child day in and day out. I would then have to rely on ATAP, food stamps, low-income housing, inadequate care for my other two children, and Medicaid payments for my disabled son. Cuts with free shopping to catch up on my ordinary only make